Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, weni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan. Peace. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical kill, vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation in the cheese-covered, one-party post-constitutional bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria with a patriotic, salute to Uncle Salmonella and a hearty Heil Bush. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and I'm in the midst of a couple of weeks of dog sitting and cat sitting for a guardian who has traveled off to Turkey to try to make things better for animals there. My problem is that really all I want to do is cuddle. I'm in love with two of the most adorable little chihuahuas who were rescued from, they were living under a school in East San Diego, and there are five cats. Really, all I just want to do is hang out with them and pet them and just snuggle and take naps and walks and eat. And I kind of get to the point where I don't really want to pay attention to what's going on in the world. In fact, I don't know. I heard there may be some problems with the U.S. economy. Is that happening? I don't know. I hear that there's some sort of election going on, too, and some weird psychopathic serial-killing maniacal mom with bullwinkle breath is about to become vice president, and then president if old man McCain dies in office. And so the ticket that's running is what? McCain and unable? McCain and unable? I'm not just saying that because...
Oh, new one. I know you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Well, it seems like a biblical reference, and she is some sort of religious fanatic who eats meat. Even though the Bible says not to, the Bible, Genesis 1:29 says, and God said, behold to you, I give you all the seed-bearing plants everywhere on the surface of the earth and all the trees with seed-bearing fruit. This will be your food. I guess Sarah Palin hasn't quite gotten to that part of the Bible yet, like page one, okay. And then, she loves to shoot animals for fun, even though someone somewhere said something like, thou shalt not kill. See why I prefer snuggling with Lulu and Freddie and Angel and Tom and Mr. Blackie and Clyde. And by the way, a big Go Vegan with Bob Linden salute to all the wonderful people who do rescue animals and take care of them. You are the true heroes of the world, not some wacko butcher of Bullwinkle, not some mom with bullets for Bambi who encourages shooting bears and wolves from airplanes. So there'll be more moose for her to kill. Very strange indeed, huh? And we certainly have moral hypocrisy there. Oh, by the way, in the L.A. area, make a note of Spay Day L.A., October 25th, free spay and neuter services throughout L.A. for dogs and cats and feral cats. Go to spaydayla.com for all the heroic rescuers there. And now there's morality, that I can appreciate. But anyway, big salute to all the rescuers, many who have more heart than a Vice President Palin. I mean, I know we said anyone but Bush, but who knew that the Republican Nazi and old party could come up with a ticket that would make us look back on the Bush days fondly, longingly? Even Julia, my Republican friend, listener, and donor in St. Louis, has had enough. She says she actually may be writing me in. She's going to write my name in for president. And she says Go Vegan with Bob Linden is more pro-life than Bush, Cheney, and McCain, and McCain and Unable, McCain and Palin will ever be. It is scary that I am more qualified than any of them, and you are too. And I can't even see Russia from my window. Anyway, what can I tell you? But quick, send me all your dollars before they're totally worthless. Huh? We're having this economic. We have a bailout with Bush asks for more money than the annual budget of the Humane Society of the United States. So it must be serious. And what do we have? We have Palin running, and her qualification is She'll be commander-in-chief because she sees Russia nearby. It's near Alaska. And then you have First Dude, I guess, whatever his name is. You know, I guess she figures we can take Russia because First Dude is really fast on his snow racing machine. And they have lots of guns that they use to shoot Bullwinkle and Bambi and aerial war games they have, shooting wolves and bears from aircraft. And she is commander-in-chief of the Alaska National Guard, and they are used to mass killing. In fact, let us look at, you know, her husband, First Dude in Alaska, commercial fisherman. I have here a post from Jennifer Jacquet of the Sea Around Us Project, and it says, it's one thing to grind up wild fish to feed to farmed fish, but it's quite another to grind up these perfectly edible fish to feed factory-farmed pigs and poultry. After all, when's the last time you saw a chicken can catch a fish? It's the not-so-distant past. In the not-so-distant past, pigs and chickens ate grass, some grains, and food scraps. Today, in the throes of a perverse industrial food system that favors cheap protein and quick growth with often astonishing results such as mad cow disease, we now feed farm animals lots of small, tasty fish. Lots. Each year, we feed 14 million tons of wild-caught fish, including anchovies, sardines, mackerel, and herring, to pigs and chickens around the globe. That amounts to 17% of all the wild fish we catch. Pigs and chickens eat double the amount of fish that Japan consumes annually and six times more seafood than the entire U.S. population eats each year. Is it efficient to feed these fish to pigs and chickens? Moreover, with rampant overfishing a global problem, is it ethical? This is not the same question of whether we should feed grains to cattle, which leads to an overall loss in energy, but also a conversion of carbohydrates to protein. In the case of fish meal fed to pigs and poultry, a perfectly edible and rather scarce protein source, at least, you know, by her saying it, I wouldn't agree that fish are edible. But anyway, so that's a protein source being consumed and converted with an energy loss of minus 90% by simply another protein source. It's messed up. What to do? In Peru, home to a large fish meal industry, scientists and chefs came together to initiate a program to discover the anchovy and turn fish meal into a meal of fish. But much of the program hinges on government action. So basically, we are overfishing the oceans to feed the animals we eat, who give us cancer and heart disease and destroy the environment. It's all pretty crazy. It's enough to worry. You can worry as much about that as the economic collapse. And we can do all the worrying, but I think we have to take action. And that action has to be, we must go vegan. That's what the UN is saying that we need to do to fight global warming. It's the responsible environmental thing to do. And next weekend is the big World Veg Day weekend celebration in San Francisco. We're going to talk to Dixie May of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society today about that wonderful event that has great speakers and entertainment and food. And you'll want to be there no matter if, you know, you'll drive there from L.A. or down from Seattle. It's a great event that attracts thousands of people. So I hope to see you there. I'll be emceeing and broadcasting live on Green 960, our San Francisco affiliate. And thanks to PETA and Primal Strip and Vegan Essentials for making that possible. And it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. For us to expand to Nova M and be on all the stations, I need your financial support. So please make a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com. And Dixie May coming up on today's program. And please stop eating animals. Do it for the environment.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
First, you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow your heart as pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at EverythingRaw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy raw dark chocolate 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at EverythingRaw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at EverythingRaw.com. Call 434-293-6325. EverythingRaw.com.
Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original, great-tasting, organic, vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed a point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
All you're saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan.
All right, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and you can support this radio program. You know, you can buy a bumper sticker at the website, goveganradio.com. Eat Republicans, not animals. And I remind you, that is not a political endorsement. It is merely a dietary suggestion. You can also help with the tax-deductible donation. You can make that at GoVeganRadio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Remember, we are attempting our expansion so that we're on in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Seattle, and the Nova M Radio Network coming up on KPHX in Phoenix, the flagship station of Nova M, where all good Air America people go after they've been with Air America, like Mike Malloy and Randy Rhodes. And we're looking at a target date for October 11th, 3 p.m. Saturdays on KPHX in Phoenix. And it's great to be back on in San Francisco. In fact, we are recording live next weekend from one of my favorite events in all the world. It is World Veg Day, and we have the weekend celebration at Golden Gate Park. I emcee it, and I just really, it's one of the most fun. It's about as much fun as you can possibly have. And it's put on by one of my favorite people in the whole world and her volunteers in the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Dixie May, how are you doing today?
Hi there. I'm doing fine, and I'm the president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society.
Yes, you're the president of the San Francisco. In fact, you're more qualified. How long have you been president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society?
Well, I can't remember now, but I've been active with the Vegetarian Society 39 of its 40 years. It's in its 40th year anniversary now, and we've been putting on this World Veg Festival 9 years now. So
ninth annual, yeah. And by the way, that 39 years actually makes you more qualified than Sarah Palin. I would have more confidence in you if McCain would have put... Look at how well you can organize, and look at the issues you confront and the compassion and getting everybody healthy and saving the environment, which is what all of this is about. But how did this event come about then 9 years ago?
Well, actually, the North American Vegetarian Society many years ago is the one that started the idea of vegetarians celebrating one day a year, and they chose October 1st. It was Madge Danielle, and she was active with the Washington, D.C. vegetarian group, and we were in Arano, Maine in 1974, I believe. And so we always, from there, would try to celebrate on the October 1st date every year. And then 9 years ago, we decided to do a bigger one. I thought that we needed a bigger celebration, so we started the idea with food tasting, vendors, lectures. And the first time we had 500 people at Fort Mason, we were excited. And we outgrew Fort Mason, so now it's out at the Golden Gate Park. And it's
the County Fair building at 9th and Lincoln.
And it was just one day. Now it's 2 days.
Saturday and Sunday. So next Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
October 4th and 5th.
October 4th and 5th. Well, this is airing the weekend before. So,
right. Oh, okay.
So it's next weekend.
Excellent.
That it's happening. And we want to encourage everybody listening, whether you're in L.A. or Seattle, wherever you might be, it's really worth it. I mean, thousands of people come. This is a huge event now, Dixie.
Yeah, last year was between 4,500 and 5,500 people there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have the fabulous speakers. I mean, where can you go in 2 days and hear... you know, people like Dr. Steve Blake, Elliot Katz, Dr. Will Tuttle, and of course, John Robbins.
John Robbins, yes.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
and Howard Lyman.
Yeah, when is John Robbins going to be speaking?
John Robbins will be on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. People should know he's the heir to the Baskin-Robbins fortune and turned his back on it when he realized what his family was selling. And his book, Diet for a New America, has really changed lives. A lot of people who have gone vegan say so because of that book. And he's a magnificent speaker. So having John Robbins there should bring out quite a crowd, as well as Howard Lyman. And when is Howard there?
Howard is on Sunday also at 4 o'clock.
Okay, and he's a very dynamic spokesperson for the vegan cause. Fourth generation cattle rancher who is now vegan. He was the one with Oprah Winfrey, sued by the Texas Cattlemen's Association for telling the truth, but free speech won out in the end. And Howard's a great dynamic speaker. Tell us about some of the other people who will be there we may not know about. But
oh, we have actually... I don't know. I started to count them up the other day.
Yes.
We have 25 or 30 speakers, and some of them are not as well known, but they're excellent speakers. Dan Brook is speaking on eating for personal, public, and planetary health. We have a wonderful lady, Azalea Blaylock, who is doing Green Soul Eco Village, and she's bringing two of her children. So it's a family affair, too.
Mm.
Robert Cheek, thriving on a plant-based diet. And I don't know, have you heard of him? He's a bodybuilder.
Yes, he's a vegan bodybuilder, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, the organic athletes will be there. We have many cooking demos, too, from raw food demos to tempeh with a superfood, Indian bread baking. We also have vegan cheese demo.
Ah.
And very, very wonderful speakers. And, you know, we invite people who are not yet vegetarians. This is a celebration for vegetarians. We have entertainment, Chinese acrobat, lots of different music. We like to feature the world idea, so we have lots of ethnic food. Some is for sampling, and some you can purchase. But we'd like people to come who, you know, are not vegetarians and just come and have a fun day.
Well, actually, I think now it's an imperative for people who are green, who care about the planet, who care about global warming. Mm-hmm. We're being told by the United Nations that you know, meat and dairy cause more global warming than all transportation combined. On my show, just in the last few weeks, we've talked of NASA scientists who are saying we are at tipping points right now with Arctic ice melting, not refreezing. The polar bears are swimming north. They're drowning today. They can swim 100 miles, but the ice is 300 miles from them. So it's actually an environmental imperative to go vegan. Now, whether you start off one day a week or two or whatever it might be, but there's really no time to waste. And this is the true green festival. Everybody's interested in being green.
That's right, for the green diet.
This is the green diet.
And you know, the thing about it is that it's free for children, seniors, and students, and free for everyone to 10:30 a.m. It opens at 10 o'clock, so for a half an hour, if you come early, you can come in free. Otherwise, we just ask a $6 donation at the door. And as I said, you get all the entertainment. The lectures are all free once you're inside. The cooking demos or the raw demos are free, and the entertainment is free. I mean, it's a fabulous event.
Yeah, it is. It's one of my favorite events all year. I love mm-hmm. being there. I'm honored that you allow me to MC every year. In spite of all the complaints, you still invite me back. So
let's give a phone number or a website.
Let's give a phone number and a website.
Okay, our phone number, grab your pencils, 415-273-5481. And if you missed that and you have your computer, www.sfvs.org.
As in San Francisco Vegetarian Society.
Right.
And the phone number again?
415-273-5481. And let me just add that it goes from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Both days, but on Saturday in the evening, we have a special dinner. Now, that's extra. That's $20 for a wonderful gourmet vegan dinner. And on we also have a raw choice. So they're both vegan and organic, and you just have lots of things to do that day.
Oh, it's
come and spend the whole weekend with
us. Yeah, come spend the whole weekend. I'll be broadcasting live on Green 960. And I want to thank PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and Primal Strip and Primal Stick, and Vegan Essentials for helping to make it possible that we will broadcast live from the event. And Go Vegan with Bob Linden will be on from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday. So stop by, say hi.
Yes, and it's the international, it's Sherry Soraya who's going to be doing one of the evening raw food, Mediterranean raw food events. So it's really going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, Dixie, hold on with us for a minute. We have to take a break, and then we'll continue. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And if you miss any of the interviews here, they're always archived at goveganradio.com, where you can make a tax-deductible donation to support the show. You know, free speech is expensive. We have to pay for airtime. While it's the 9th anniversary of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society event at Golden Gate Park, it's coming up on 8 years of Go Vegan with Bob Linden, which means 8 years of every Monday waking up and saying, how are we going to pay for this week? Who's going to bail us out? Well, there's no Merrill Lynch to bail us out anymore, you know, no Lehman Brothers. So it's up to you. If you care about animals, the environment, help us out. Go to goveganradio.com.
Meat cuts life short. I don't want my life cut short or the animals.
G-O-V-E-G-A-N-R-A-D-I-O.
GoVeganWithBob.com.
We continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden today, talking to Dixie May, a very special person to me, one of my favorite people in the whole world. Her whole life has been dedicated to vegetarianism, and we congratulate the San Francisco Vegetarian Society on its 40th anniversary. And the big World Veg Day event, weekend event next Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Golden Gate Park, County Fair Building at 9th and Lincoln. Be there. I know I will be. I'm there every year. It's so much fun. And it's an event it's a lot of fun, yet I'm also driven to tears sometimes. And when I heard the proclamation that was given by the city, I just really got me emotionally. And you have that the proclamation handy there,
I
Dixie?
I do. I remember that. I was when she was reading it, we had one of our supervisors come. It's actually from the mayor of the city. And so I'll read the one from last year. Mm-hmm. Whereas the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, made up entirely of volunteers, has been working for 40 years to create a better world for people, animals, and the earth through promoting a plant-based diet and lifestyle. And whereas, together with In Defense of Animals, an international animal protection organization that is dedicated to ending the exploitation and abuse of animals wherever it may exist, the San Francisco Vegetarian Society invites the citizens of San Francisco to join them in a grand celebration of this year it'll be 9th annual World Vegetarian Day. And whereas, a plant-based diet is a nutritionally health-promoting diet that is high in complex carbohydrates, fiber, calcium, magnesium, potassium, folate, and antioxidants, and significantly lower in saturated fats and cholesterol. And whereas a plant-based diet would counteract obesity, diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular diseases, and other degenerative diseases commonly reflected in this nation's population. And whereas a plant-based diet is the most sustainable choice for the planet, being that it requires less of the Earth's natural resources. And whereas through their diet, vegetarians alleviate suffering for animals and humans alike and strive to promote peace, understanding, and tolerance. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Gavin Newsom, Mayor of the City and County of San Francisco, hereby proclaim October 1st, World Vegetarian Day in San Francisco.
Whoopee! Isn't that an amazing proclamation from a city government recognizing everything we talk about? And you know,
this was last year's. This year, they're still working on it. I submitted another one that was very powerful. It was all about green, mm-hmm. because the city is attempting to be a green city, mm-hmm. and I understand it's second only to Portland right now. Uh-huh. But they want to start generating green businesses. And do it in an active way.
You know, and because mm-hmm. a city as progressive as San Francisco can ban plastic bags, I can only hope for the day when we ban meat. When we ban meat altogether, right? I mean, it's the hospital beds are full of meat and dairy victims in San Francisco.
Well, I'm not sure I want to ban it, but I want everybody to make the right choice.
Everybody can make the right choice. there's a listener who's going to write me in as a presidential candidate, an actual Republican in St. Louis who is unhappy with her party. So I'm getting at least one write-in vote, and you know, that may be the only properly counted one. So if I am in office, I will move to ban meat entirely. Of course, we would like people to make that choice on their own, because there is no ban in effect right now. But considering how harmful meat is, you know, to health and to the environment, I mean, global warming is basically caused by meat and dairy. We're in the second year of a drought in California, where a vegan needs 10,000 gallons of water to grow his or her food in a year, and a meat eater needs 320,000 gallons of water. So how are we going to share our planet? How are we going to share our city? There are food riots going on around the world because we're feeding the poor man's bread to the rich man's cow. So we need events like yours, Dixie, and people like you who are letting people know the truth. And, you know, we hear so much that over 80% of the population says we're going in the wrong direction. Things aren't going right. Well, what if it were as simple as being so kind to animals that you don't eat them? Look at all the benefits that would occur.
Well, and looky here, I'm just looking at our list of demos. I mentioned about the vegan cheese demo by Patricia Allen Coote, but we have Jesse Miner doing Legumicious. It's all about legumes and bean cookery. Then we have Sarah Kramer, and she's doing travel tips with easy vegan recipes. We have Antonio Magana from Flacos, who's doing unique vegan Mexican recipes. Patty Brightman is how to eat like a vegetarian with kitchen shortcuts. And Shanta Nimbark, I mentioned about Indian bread baking. Mm-hmm. And Meredith McCarty, tempeh the superfood. Robin Silberman, raw Jewish dishes for holiday and other events. So that covers those 2 days. I mean, you'll get so many recipes, you'll just be busy, busy, busy.
That's great. And people often contact me and say, okay, I'm convinced you've given me all the reasons to go vegan. Now, what do I eat? Well, we'll find out next weekend, right?
And what's good about it is you can see a person making it and taste it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, wow, that tastes good. I saw how she did it. I can do it. Or I saw how he did it. Wow, I can do it if he can do it.
Right, right. And it all tastes so great. We have the best food. So that's definitely in our favor.
And there will be sampling. We have, if you go on our website, you'll see our various vendors and all the different
and a schedule, and it's sfvs.org, as in San Francisco Vegetarian Society, sfvs.org. You've been a vegetarian or vegan for how long now, Dixon?
Well, I've been a vegetarian. I would have been one as a child, but you know, in those days, they told me I would die if I didn't have meat. And here I am, 74, still puttering along.
And
very,
the youngest,
very well.
The youngest 74 imaginable. You come out to the event, you'll see Dixie. You'll be the one leading the dancing and the cheers.
There you go. But you know, I've been a vegetarian. I started late, so I've only been a vegetarian 50 years. And out of those 50, I've been a vegan 30. But you know, the thing I like to talk about is that I'm not on any medications. You know how much money they spend every year on arthritis and
heart disease,
high blood pressure, low blood pressure,
osteoporosis, diabetes. Yep.
Yeah.
No medications, and there you are in your youthful
and
70s.
And not only that, I'm supposed to be retired. I taught school for 28 years. I mean, I haven't just been doing this. I've been doing all other kinds of things
right,
during my
full
life.
Full of energy.
But this, I think, is the most important. I'm supposed to be retired, but you know what? It's very important to keep this going.
And, right. When there's a vegan world, then there'll be time to retire.
Then I can rest.
Yeah.
But right now, but you know, that's the thing about our diet, is it's energizing.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And also, I put in a word for vegan versus vegetarian. I mean, the word vegetarian had more purity to it years ago, but if you are going to consume dairy or eggs, you're really not alleviating any of the animal suffering, the health risks, or the environmental devastation. So so the true vegetarian is vegan. So to me, you're either vegan or pre-vegan. Vegetarian is a good forward-thinking position to take. But if you continue to consume animal products, it's slightly backward. Because
well, the thing I would like to encourage people is just to incorporate some of it and start trying. Because sometimes people think, oh, I have to go all or nothing, you know, and they get scared or frightened, and then they go off the wagon or something like
that. Right,
and so just incorporate it, and that's what this event is all about, is learning how to incorporate some of this stuff, and then eventually it'll be like second nature.
Right, and do it quickly, because planet Earth doesn't have much time to wait.
Yeah, we would like to encourage that.
Yes, and it's an encouraging, fun event, and we hope to see everyone out there next Saturday and Sunday.
Dr. Will Tuttle is going to be there. He's going to be playing some beautiful music in addition to his peace diet.
Okay, yeah, he has the book, The World Peace Diet, connects the dots. You know, I mean, really, we're at war over oil. We war over resources, and it's a gallon of gasoline per pound of beef, and each American consuming about 70 pounds of beef. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a lot of gasoline.
Well, look at the rainforest. I feel so bad. I just saw a documentary about it's actually genocide in South America and Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
It's genocide. They showed a group of people. There are only six of them left of their tribe. Because they're bulldozing the trees to make pastures for cows and to feed us their hamburgers.
Right.
And that, it just made me sick. And I showed these people, and it just hurt my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had another group of people that they're trying to save them. but it's just a few people trying to save them, you know.
And think of all the animals and plant species who go extinct as a result of...
Oh, it's going to affect us, too.
Yes.
Down the line, it will affect the whole planet when they get rid of the rainforest.
Absolutely. So so we save the rainforest, save our lives, save planet Earth, and save the animals, all by eating the best-tasting, most nutritious food. So
I know. That's so fabulous.
Yeah.
So people think we're denying ourselves, but you know...
Right.
It's not. It's delicious.
Right, right. People say, "Oh, you're a strict vegetarian. You're a strict vegan."
Yeah.
It's not strict. It's total. It's complete.
Well,
it's happy.
You can make it what you want. If some people are strictly raw foods, that's fine, and it's good nutrition. But you can make it as gourmet as you want, and still be vegan.
Yes,
and have your same taste buds.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so we hope to see everyone next Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Golden Gate Park County Fair Building, 9th and Lincoln, for World Veg Day weekend celebration. Both days, come on out. I'm emceeing. I'm broadcasting on Green 960. Say hi to Dixie. She'll be running around.
I'm the blur.
Yeah, she's the blur going by. So,
yes.
And thanks so much for doing this, the 9th annual, and thank your volunteers and all the people who participate.
And it's in the county. Fair Building in the Golden Gate Park, but there's going to be hard parking, so come really early in the morning, because there's a bluegrass festival going on at the same time.
Okay, yeah, and you can get the parking early if you get there, you know, by 10.
Or public transportation, and we do have a bike valet service from the Bike Coalition, so if you want to bring your bikes, and they're going to do a bike run, organic athletes, so
great.
All kinds of fun things going
okay.
on.
Okay. Visit the website, sfvs.org, is in San Francisco Vegetarian Society, sfvs.org. Thank you for being with us today, Dixie Mae.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Please make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
Go Vegan Radio is happy to welcome the sponsorship of Explorer's Bounty, exploring the planet for nature's finest bounty and offering sustainable products, USDA certified organic, from a state and co-op farming partnerships. Ask for Explorer's Bounty products at your natural foods market, select grocers, or order online at explorersbounty.com. Remember, while you're enjoying that delicious cup of coffee or that handful of artisan dark chocolate from Explorer's Bounty, you're not only helping Go Vegan Radio, but you're supporting small, sustainable farmers around the globe. Visit explorersbounty.com right now to order USDA certified organic coffee, whole bean or ground. Select the wonderful Peruvian light roast or medium roast from Colombia and Costa Rica, and dark roast from Ethiopia and Sumatra. Also available, Sumatran dark roast decaf. And to satisfy that sweet craving, look for the organic vegan dark chocolates, hand-covered espresso beans, cocoa beans, macadamia nuts, and cashews. Explore for yourself at explorersbounty.com. That's explorersbounty.com.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts, a chai tea on weekends. That's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3600.
You say you have a beef with your jerky, and now that you know it's mad and sad to be biting on bovine, how now? No cow? Primal Strips and Primal Sticks Meatless Jerky. Meaty satisfaction without the meat. At Whole Foods and natural markets everywhere. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com and visit your natural foods market for smoked or pepperoni Primal Sticks or Primal Strips varieties. Hickory Smoked, Teriyaki, Texas Barbecue, Thai Peanut, Hot and Spicy, Mesquite Lime, Vegan. Kosher, no preservatives, MSG, GMOs, or cholesterol. Soy, seitan, shiitake, voted Veg News Best of Show Natural Products Expo, and Pita Pragi for Best Vegan Snack. How now? No cow? Yummy, high-protein, primal strips, and primal sticks at Whole Foods and your natural foods market. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com. That's PrimalSpiritFoods.com. Check out The Raw Game, sponsored by EverythingRaw.com. Visit RawOlympics.org, a series of competitions to showcase Raw athletes. 15 medal events, including cycling, running, swimming, jumping, tree climbing, and martial arts. And 15 medal events, each winner takes home an ounce of gold. November 21st through November 24th in Pahoa, Hawaii. Interested in competing or being a spectator, sponsor, or volunteer? Email contact us at RawOlympics.org or call 434-960-7293. It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at OrganicHarvestCafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York. 212-421-6444. OrganicHarvestCafe.com. First, you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with a taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit FollowYourHeart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And a lot of interesting information comes to us from the Organic Consumers Association. And they have tips of the week, how to survive the market meltdown. And so let me see if it printed properly here and it all came out. First, it talks about food. It says, as noted in previous issues of Organic Bites, it's a good time to learn how to grow and preserve your own food and cook healthy organic meals. Peak oil and inflation will cause food, especially processed food and meat, to go through the roof. The sooner you relearn the cooking, canning, gardening skills of your grandparents, the sooner you'll have stability on your food shelf. That is a concern. I think I'll go out and get some organic seeds today. Number two, under finances, if you have notable amounts of cash in a savings account, consider paying down debt in green survival oriented products and purchasing assets. The value of the dollar is plummeting. $10,000 in a bank account doesn't mean as much if it becomes worth half of that. Also, it talks about your home. There's no better time than the present to make your home more energy efficient. Energy costs are going to escalate. The average American home can be cut in half in cost with some conservation methods. Transportation, what do you drive? Rethink that. Get fuel efficiency in your cars, bicycle, you know, do what you can, you know, because these are the hard times, so we have to be sustainable. Now, it also seems that a number of people are concerned that they're worried and they're having trouble getting sleep. So if you go to naturalnews.com, there are some tips on what you might want to have at night that can help your body have a more restful night's sleep. Number one at the top of the list is rice with miso soup. Then number two, whole grain pita with hummus. And you can add tomato or onion slices for flavor. Number three, whole grain crackers with organic peanut butter. And number four, rice with lentils. Number five, rice, black beans, and guacamole. Number six, hummus with steamed broccoli. So there are some tips on if you're having trouble sleeping and you want to have a snack, check those out. If you didn't listen to last week's show, it was about puppy mills. That is archived at goveganradio.com. And I want to point out that Spay Day LA is coming on October 25th. Free spay and neuter services throughout the Los Angeles area for dogs, cats, and feral cats. And you can go to spaydayla.com, spaydayla.com. And also, if you happen to be listening in the Los Angeles area and you'd like to help help out the South Central farmers, you know, the folks who had the largest urban garden in the country, where Daryl Hannah was up the tree, Julia Butterfly was up the tree, all the celebrities out there. Well, we lost the farm. It was bulldozed, and the farmers are still trying to feed the community. They've leased organic land. They're doing an organic farm near Bakersfield now, and they need your support. They need you to purchase their produce, and it's all certified organic, seasonal, local. It's what you want to eat. It's a bushel box, and it's pay what you can afford. If you can afford $20, great. If you can afford $40, even better, because then a box will go to someone in South Central who used to depend on the farm for healthy food but doesn't have access anymore. So if you'd like to get involved with the program, email me, bob@goveganradio.com, bob@goveganradio.com, and put South Central Farmers in the subject box, and we are doing the Go Vegan Radio South Central Farmers Support Program 2008-2009. If you don't have access to email or computer, give me a call at 818-623-6477, and I'll get the South Central Farmers working on your behalf and getting you that wonderful, healthy produce that you want to get. And look at how affordable it is, as little as $20. But if you can do the $40, it will help somebody in South Central L.A. Programs are archived at goveganradio.com, where you can also make a tax-deductible donation. You can make checks payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail them to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. And please support this program. If you'd like one of the bumper stickers, we're in the midst of our political season, so you can pick up a bumper sticker at the website, goveganradio.com. The bumper sticker is "Eat Republicans, not animals." And of course, that is not an endorsement. It is merely a dietary suggestion. And endorsements have been coming down this week. You know, Matthew Scully was the speechwriter for Sarah Palin, and he wrote the book Dominion. A lot of vegans and animal people are upset with him. You know, Sarah Palin wanted to ban books in Alaska. Maybe it's time for a Matthew Scully book burning session, considering that he's such a sellout. And his website is hosted by vegsource.com, who just endorsed Obama and Biden, as did the Humane Society of the United States, endorsing Obama and Biden, saying that Sarah Palin is just the worst governor for animals in the country. So those endorsements coming down. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Want violence out of your life? Take it off your plate. Go Vegan.
Peace begins with your plate, your vegan plate, Vegan Plate Restaurant, 11943 Ventura Boulevard, just east of Laurel Canyon in Studio City, at Radford next to CBS Studios. Vegan Plate Restaurant, international cuisine, appetizers, soups, salads, entrees, wraps, burgers, desserts, lunch and dinner combinations. Vegan Plate Restaurant, Studio City. Free delivery, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., 818-506-9015. 11943 Ventura Boulevard, Vegan Plate Restaurant.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997.
Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com.
Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble, or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour at friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three Bay Area locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items, see them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Well, I hope next weekend you'll hang out with me and the thousands of people coming to Golden Gate Park, the County Fair building at 9th and Lincoln, for the World Veg Day weekend celebration, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. I am emceeing and I'm broadcasting live from there. And I want to thank PETA for supporting the broadcast on Green 960, as well as Vegan Essentials, veganessentials.com, and Primal Strips and Primal Sticks. And if you're going to be in the Bay Area, definitely go to, Vegetarian House is a great restaurant in San Jose. Also, just open in Milpitas is Loving Hut. As part of a worldwide chain of vegan restaurants, one will be opening in Palo Alto momentarily and in San Francisco shortly. You can go to lovinghut.us, lovinghut.us, and you can go to 516 Barber Lane in Milpitas to enjoy that restaurant. You know, so far this election seems to be about putting lipstick on a pig. Well, all the lipstick in the world won't disguise the cruelty that goes into pigs being killed for Hormel. You can see the undercover investigation at PETA.org. Also look for cruelty-free lipstick and cosmetics and check out One Can Make a Difference, the new book from Ingrid Newkirk at PETA.org. And for archives and podcasts and to make a donation to this radio program, please go to GoVeganRadio.com. Please be kind to animals. Don't eat them. Be kind to planet Earth. Let's stop global warming. And to do so, we have to go vegan. Please support mass media vegan education by supporting Go Vegan Radio. Thank you so much for listening.